You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. About 20% of Ada County residents dutifully fill orange bags with hard-to-recycle plastics, things like foam and bubble wrap, those plastic grocery bags, and most food containers. Now, initial efforts to turn those bags back into diesel fuel, well, they fizzled. However, now a new company wants to turn our plastic scraps into building materials, Troy Oppie reports.
I'm walking across a very wet Manitou Park in Boise. Up ahead, next to the playground, a rectangular base will soon be a bench. It's made of plastic blocks. A closer look shows remnants of yogurt cups and barcodes pressed together into something which looks like a giant Lego.
It's a 16 by 8 by 8 inch unit, the exact same physical dimension as a hollow cement block does.
That's Heidi Kujawa, CEO of Los Angeles-based Bifusion. Her company creates machines which use steam and pressure to make 22-pound building blocks from single-use plastics.
Every block is uniquely different, not in the integrity of the block or how it performs, but in its composition and how it looks.
The bricks are solid, and the sides, while flat, are not smooth. Bifusion's process doesn't require sorting or cleaning. As I saw in Manitou Park, that means sometimes cardboard or other non-plastics end up in the blocks. And if you pick at them, already they're fraying a little bit. There are pieces of plastic that have kind of fallen off or flaked off on the ground here. The Hefty Energy Bag program came to Boise about 3 years ago. After plans to deconstruct the plastics into diesel fuel didn't work out, the bags were instead incinerated to power concrete production. The Hefty program and Bifusion last year worked with the city of Boise to establish a pilot program to check out the new idea. Peter McCullough is solid waste manager for the city. He says the partnership doesn't cost Boise anything, and the possibility of reusing the material locally is exciting.
There's not the transportation costs, and there's not the transportation greenhouse gases. That's really what we're always looking for.
Boise Parks and Rec will complete the bench in Manitou Park next month, and the recycled plastic bricks will start appearing in other public places as the pilot project continues. Kujawa says the blocks cost and work like regular concrete block, and Bifusion plans to sell the blocks to builders. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Troy is joining us live now to talk more about this. Hi, Troy.
Good afternoon, Gemma.
Okay, so I want to know more about this new possible use for plastics, and we're talking for people who live in Boise. So first, though, can you take us back? I mean, we're talking quite a few years now, several years, to the very beginning of this whole orange bag program. What was the initial plan for the plastic that was collected? So let's start there, and then tell us why that actually stopped working.
So in 2018, the city of Boise partnered with it's known as the Hefty Energy Bag Program. And this is a recycling program that's run by chemical giants Dow and Reynolds. They make, you know, myriad products that we use every day. And they've stood this program up in several places across the United States, in Nebraska, in Georgia, and here in Boise. And essentially, it's taking all these single-use plastics, the stuff that's hard to recycle, that can't be recycled typically, and you'd put them into the orange bags, throw them in your regular blue recycling bin, and then they would get picked up every week with your regular recycling, pulled out of that recycling stream, put on a truck, and sent to a company in Salt Lake City called Renewlogy. And what Renewlogy was going to do was they were going to chemically deconstruct these bags using a special patented process that they had, and break down the plastics into diesel fuel. This did not last very long before there were contamination problems and sorting problems. And Renewlogy said, okay, we have to pause this. We need different, better sorting equipment to make this work. And the can ended up being kicked down the road basically through most of 2019 and through 2020, saying, okay, we've got, you know, our equipment is this fall. Well, it's this spring, and now it's this summer. And they could not get that program back up and running. There's an interesting Reuters news report from last year that basically says Renewlogy could not, their equipment could not handle the contamination levels of the plastics provided by Boise that they claimed were far above what Boise had said they would provide. And the city of Boise in that story told Reuters, like, we didn't make any promises like this. And so that's what fizzled. In the meantime, When Renewlogy said we have to stop taking these plastic bags, they piled up in Boise for a while until the energy bag program could find a solution. And that solution was to truck them to a different part of Utah, and they're used as fuel. They're incinerated to power concrete manufacturing, and that's what they've been doing since. And that's what they're still doing. This story about the new plastic bricks, this is just a pilot project at this point. So at this point, the orange bag plastics are still being incinerated to power concrete. The city of Boise looked at this in 2020 and said, you know, this is not ideal, but it's still better ultimately than filling up our landfills with these plastics. So that's why they've kind of continued to participate in this program, even though incineration, not quite an ideal end use of quote unquote recycling plastics.
Mm-hmm. So, Troy, I mean, on the surface, it seems like recycling should be pretty easy. But I have to say, this orange bag system was pretty complicated, tends to kind of maybe still be a little complicated.
Right.
Because only certain kinds of plastics can be put in either the orange bags or the blue bins. Trust me, at my house, we had a big old argument about pizza boxes being able to go into recycling or not. So, and then the rest needs to go in the landfill. So how big of a problem is it when people put the wrong number plastic in the wrong place?
It's a pretty substantial problem, and it less so about the number with the orange plastics than just a general contamination level. And I want to play another clip from my interview with Peter McCullough from the city of Boise, talking about the importance of recycling the right way, and how, you know, it really, if it's not done the right way, it's almost better that, you know, everything ends up in the landfill anyway. But here's Peter McCullough from the city talking about that.
We really need to have the material be as clean as possible. We always try to remind people that it's only plastics 4 through 7. Don't put batteries or paper or metals in there because it doesn't work with a lot of the processes. So the cleaner material we get, the more opportunities we have for these technologies.
And so McCullough is talking about the orange bag program right there, 4 through 7 plastics, mm-hmm. the stuff that couldn't go in the blue recycling bins anyway, especially after, you know, that material got even more restricted a couple years ago as you know, international markets started really setting a standard and enforcing a standard of the cleanliness of recyclables that they were going to take. They aren't going to take dirty pizza boxes. They're not going to take those incorrectly recycled plastics, and they're going to throw out entire batches of recycling if they land on their shores instead of taking them. Whereas, you know, 5-6 years ago, that wasn't the case. They just would take everything, and America really benefited from that, and we had no incentive to have to clean up our own recycling, right? And so things have gotten much more restrictive, and it is more complicated, but the importance of doing things the right way is what makes the system work.
So where is this idea, and where does this fit in, where folks talk about wishful recycling?
Oh, right. Wish cycling is another term I've heard from that. And that's essentially it. It's like, well, it's plastic. It can go in there. You know, it's got a little bit of dirt on it, and that's probably fine. It can go in there. The pizza box only has a little bit of grease on it. It can go in there. You know, it'll get sorted out at the end of the line, and I don't have to worry about it. And that's really what gums up the whole system, not just in Boise, but in many other places, this has happened. One of the specific things that Renewlogy, that Utah company that wanted to break the plastics down into diesel fuel, they said, you know, or they told the city of Boise in that Reuters article again, that the cling wrap, the plastic cling wrap, was what was gumming up their systems. Renewlogy kind of disputed that and said that their systems could handle that. But, you know, it's little things like that, that, you know, those are supposed to be able to go into the orange bags. They can't go in the regular recycling. That creates this confusion and leads people to just, well, I hope this is going to work out. In it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know that the Salt Lake City company is no longer in play. We've talked about that. So is plastic contamination still an issue when we're talking about this new technology called bifusion? Or is the mixing of those materials and less clean plastics not as big of a problem?
So Renewlogy is no longer, and I'll just make this point and then answer the question. Renewlogy is not in Salt Lake anymore, it appears. They have announced plans to stand up an operation in Arizona. So they're going to try to continue to work things out, albeit in a different place. They're no longer participating in the Energy Bag program. Bifusion, as the name of the company suggests, they're fusing plastics together. And what the CEO, Heidi Kajawa, told me was that the orange bags go straight into the machines. There's no cleaning. There's no sorting. They go straight into these machines that they call bi-blockers, and they use a combination of steam and compression to make these bricks. So it really, you know, she really touted the robust machinery that they're using to create these bricks, saying, you know, we don't have any of that, any of those hangups that have really hurt other processes. And they're hanging, you know, she's hanging her hat on that ease of implementation.
So I know you mentioned, Troy, that this is just a pilot project and that the company behind this is a Los Angeles company. Mm-hmm. However, you went to the park, you saw one of these benches, being installed. So are the machines in Boise or
no, they're
not. Is there a local aspect to this?
Yeah. And so what's happened, the pilot project basically diverted several truckfuls of our orange bag plastics, to Bifusion. And they took the Boise based plastics. This is happening, by the way, in Boise. Garden City residents can do this. Some residents in Eagle and Meridian as well, I was told. But they diverted these plastics to Bifusion. Bifusion, for its pilot project, made a bunch of blocks that they have then, you know, made available for the city of Boise to do things like the bench at Manitou Park. There are other installations that are going to be popping up in the spring, I was told. And they need to be able to create a market for these blocks, because at the end of the day, the pilot is going to become reality if they can get these blocks. They're 22 pounds. They're solid. They do feel and look and act a lot like a concrete block from what people were telling me. Hmm. But the trick is, they've got to find a market for it. They got to find people to use them. And, you know, they're pitching these ideas, dumpster enclosures, sound buffering walls like you might see along a freeway, park benches, you know, sheds and other, mm-hmm. you know, outdoor rooms that you can build in your backyard if you want a home office. You know, they're trying to position themselves as a solution for all these things. But they haven't created that market yet. And that's kind of what the next step in that process is going to be, is finding people to use the end product.
Mm-hmm. I do need to wrap up, but I do want to know then, where do we go from here? I mean, is the city involved? What happens next?
Yeah, so the city is treating Bifusion much like any other vendor, like Western Recycling as an example. You know, they're going to take the recycled products, make something else out of it, repurpose it, resell it on their own. So the city does not plan to host any of these machines on site, but will work with Bifusion through the Energy Bag program to continue to provide plastics and to promote it as well. You know, that's part of what the Parks Project is to get these things out there so people can see them, so they can create a little bit of buzz, find different ways for people to use them and go from there. It doesn't cost the city anything. So they're really pleased that the plastics have an opportunity to stay here in the community. And of course that they might not be incinerated down the road too, depending on the success of this project.
Well, thanks for getting us updated on this. We've been talking with our own Troy Oppie. You can find some great photos of the bench that Troy mentioned in his piece, made from these plastic blocks, at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Always good to have you on the program, Troy.
My pleasure, Gemma.
More Idaho Matters next.